What does the topic of waste have to do with baseball? A connection may not automatically come to mind, but there is one, and a local one besides. Brent Suter joined the Milwaukee Brewers in 2016. He's not only a skilled pitcher, Suter is committed to driving down waste and encouraging environmental action. As we conclude our The Trouble with Waste series, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz shares Suter's story.
Brent Suter grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio.
I've always loved nature, was in the Boy Scouts, always had pets, so I loved animals and nature.
He had a pivotal experience when he was a freshman in high school.
Watched An Inconvenient Truth early in high school, and that kind of really set off some alarm bells. And since then, I've just kind of had, it's been on my heart to try to do what I can to make our earth as viable and do my part to live lightly or whatnot, and try to be environmentally conscious about every decision I make.
The 2006 film, brought to life by former Vice President Al Gore, was meant to ignite action around climate change. The movie may not have sparked international action, but it changed Suter's life.
I compost everything I can. I use reusable water bottles, use reusable grocery bags. We have solar panels on our house. Due to the demands of training, I still have to eat meat about 1 to 2 meals a day, but only eat dairy when necessary, and I avoid beef altogether.
Suter even thinks about his travel.
Try to conserve trips, carpool as much as I can.
Suter says his mom immediately jumped aboard, and gradually his brother and dad did too.
Something we talk about a lot as a family and see how we can improve this and that.
As Suter goes about his life, he hopes his choices influence people around him.
Try to stay away from the doomsday approach. Try to stay away from getting involved in any political confrontation, but just try to lay out facts out there and kind of some real world stuff that's going on and how we can improve it.
When he joined the Milwaukee Brewers in 2016, Suter carried on as usual.
Doing the reusable Tupperware instead of using styrofoam plates and knives on the road when we don't have reusable dishware, using my reusable bottle.
But admits he wanted to be accepted.
And they go, no, you be yourself. That's part of what you do. Got nothing but respect and a little fun ribbon here and there, but it's really fun to laugh at yourself sometimes too, but just a lot of good dialogue is kind of sparked from that.
So Suter kept up his quiet campaign. This year, as spring training approached, Suter took a bolder step. He issued a friendly challenge called Strike Out Waste, hoping to reduce the amount of plastic waste from water bottles people drink from and then toss.
So I went around a couple mornings and just said, hey, if you're willing to commit, I'll get you a water bottle. It's a big commitment, I understand, but if you want to, I'll put you on the list. If not, no worries. And a lot of guys ended up saying yes.
On a normal day of training, the team easily went through 20 cases of water.
I'm not sure exactly how many cases we cut out of the 20, but I think we at least got about half, which was good.
Suter plans to build on that experience with a friendly competition.
Try to get guys committed to 7 days of no single-use bottles or cups. So no plastic or paper bottles or cups for a whole week and see who can do it, who can't. That'd be the next step. And then maybe after that, start doing a Tupperware component, doing a reusable grocery bag component, just trying to get the little things that are easy changes.
Suter says he's also getting involved in other climate action initiatives, including through the Outrider Foundation based in Madison. Tia Nelson, the daughter of former Governor Gaylord Nelson, whose work sparked the first Earth Day 49 years ago, is leading Outrider's efforts.
Tia, we just kind of had some good conversations. They asked me to write a blog. We've just developed a really good relationship.
You might have heard a bit of squealing in the background. Suter has a son. He's 5.5 months old. Suter says parenthood has filled him with an increased urgency to help bring change.
No question about it. I'm kind of looking around and saying, man, I really hope you have the same nature, the same earth that I got to grow up with. So, yes, it's definitely catalyzed my commitment, to say the least.
Brent Suter could well cultivate awareness among people for whom sports is a life's passion and climate action is not so much.
We don't have to divert our sports passion, but we can just channel some of that passion towards making this earth as beautiful and as vibrant and as long-lasting as we can.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.